Also in Washington this week, genuine unscripted drama as the Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted yesterday on the appointment of John Bolton to be UN ambassador after a harsh assessment of the candidate by Ohio Republican Senator George Voinovich. The committee moved Mr. Bolton's appointment along to the full Senate, but did it without recommendation. NPR's senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams joins us again. Juan, how crucial is it for a recommendation or lack of one by the Foreign Relations Committee?
Well, you know, it's a good thing to have, Alex, because if you look at percentages, if this was baseball and he was coming up to bat, you'd say that the odds were against him. The record indicates only 9 of 46 nominees reported out of committee with no recommendation have been confirmed by the Senate since 1925. But in the partisan, the hardline partisan politics of Washington at the moment, you can imagine that the Republicans are going to insist that the party hang tough with John Bolton. The argument will be made that's President Bush's nominee. It's his candidate. It's an executive appointment, in addition to which they will say that they can't bear any more embarrassment on this. There's already been pressure put by the president, Karl Rove, Andy Card, the chief of staff, on the likes of Voinovich and the other moderates on the committee. You can imagine that now expanding as the vote goes to the floor.
Well, who's really the winner? Who's the loser on this? After all, the president gets the person that he wants, if indeed the Republicans hang together, as you say they will.
I think John Bolton is a big loser in this. John Bolton, even if he gets the nomination confirmed on the Senate floor, is a much damaged person. And given what Voinovich said about him yesterday, you can imagine how he's going to be treated by people at the UN, and therefore his criticisms insisting on reforms at the UN will be minimized. If you're talking about winners in this, I think Voinovich in some sense is boosted in terms of his reelection campaign in Ohio. You can imagine there's some in the far right who will campaign against him as not having been loyal to the president. I think Voinovich has made a calculation that he can withstand that and in fact maybe attract some voters, including maybe some Democrats in the general election.
How about the general status of nominees going forward? I'm thinking now of judicial nominees and this question of filibusters, whether or not Democrats will filibuster judicial nominees from the president and whether Republicans will try to change the rules of the Senate. Is this argument changed by what's happened with Mr. Bolton?
You know, Senator Barbara Boxer of California has put a hold on the Bolton nomination. She's trying to seek additional information that the State Department wasn't forthcoming with. And there's a possibility, therefore, because a hold could turn into a filibuster. But it's different. You know, Senator Bill Frist, the majority leader, the Republican leader in the Senate, has said that the filibuster effort stops there. It does not apply to nominees, will not apply to legislation. So what you get is a situation where this is not directly analogous.
One other big surprise this week, a little plane shows up over Washington and makes a big mess. How did it seem to you that the city and the security apparatus there responded to this incident on Wednesday when a Cessna drifted into restricted airspace?
Well, you know, from my perspective, there's just radical overreaction. And similarly, this week, there was a case where there was a Paris to Boston flight that they diverted to Maine. What the official said was, we'd rather be making apologies for having diverted this plane and delayed some travelers rather than having to explain how we allowed another terrorist attack to occur. And that kind of thinking is pervasive in terms of the federal structure, from the military to the police to the federal officials, the politicians. And so what you saw were people running for their lives, Alex. Unbelievable. And then, of course, it's taken back and said, you know, mistake was made. This guy just wandered into airspace. But it looks ridiculous at some levels, at least through my eyes.
NPR senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams. Juan, thanks again.
My pleasure, Alex.